As WTOP was first to report, some big-name retailers and Fortune 500 companies are hoping to locate in our area in two separate locations. St. Elizabeth's Hospital, overlooking the Anacostia River in southeast, and across town near the Montgomery County border at the Walter Reed Medical Center. Potential tenants include Wegmans, Home Depot, Costco, Microsoft, George Washington University, and the list goes on.
WTOP's Mark C. Graves broke the story this morning and joins us now to talk about the two major developments. Mark, let's talk about Walter Reed first. What are the plans there?
Well, at Walter Reed, you've got 113 acres there. This one will be a little longer in development because the Army still owns this land. So they say the transfer from the Army to the district will take about 2 years. They're projecting 2015 is when people will start building there and we'll start seeing retail open up there. But Whole Foods, Harris Teeter, Safeway, Lowe's, Costco, Giant, Home Depot, and Wegmans are not only interested, they're already in discussions with the city. They've already been out to tour the site. So as the deputy mayor for economic development described to me, they are very, very serious. And the great thing about Walter Reed is a lot of the infrastructure is already in place. There are roads that are built throughout there. There are buildings that are usable that are out there. And location, it borders Northwest D.C. and Montgomery County, Maryland, in an area that is a little bit underserved with some of these amenities.
All right. What about St. Elizabeth's? What's going on there?
St. Elizabeth's, the upside there is that it is going to happen sooner because the district already owns the East Campus. Remember, it's broken into the East and West Campus. The West Campus, next year, the U.S. Coast Guard's headquarters will open there. That'll bring more than 4,000 employees there to jumpstart that neighborhood and that development there. But what they're looking at there is kind of a cluster of retail and high-tech firms, Microsoft, General Dynamics, Siemens, FEMA are all looking at being over there. So is George Washington University. But they want to have a mixed use of retail and residential and movie theaters. They've talked to two movie theater companies that realize this borders D.C. and Prince George's County, also underserved, particularly by movie theaters. No movie theaters in that area. They see a huge opportunity.
And as we were talking about just a moment ago off mic, what a beautiful piece of landmark. Gorgeous.
St. Elizabeth's has the most magnificent vista in the city, whether you want to look at fireworks or just the cityscape of D.C. or the rivers. It's fabulous.
All right. A story we'll stay on top of. WTOP investigative reporter Mark Seagrave.